Long Island officials say that the island has a serious wastewater problem. But what makes the water so dangerous? Kevin Mady from WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports.
When household wastewater leaks into the groundwater, it has a lot of nitrogen. If the nitrogen reaches still water, like a lake, then a chain reaction may start. Some of the bacteria in the water, called blue-green algae, can consume the nitrogen for energy and explosively reproduce. This creates an algal bloom, which can be harmful in two ways. It cuts off the exchange of oxygen from the air to the water, depleting fish's supply of oxygen. This becomes worse when the blue-green algae, technically a type of bacteria, dies. Other organisms that live in the water eat the dead bacteria for nutrients and use more oxygen in the process. This could kill the fish due to lack of oxygen. The dead bacteria also might make the water toxic depending on the chemicals they release when they die. Even the fish and marine life that survive may become unsafe to eat if they've accumulated enough toxins. In small quantities, like when the bacteria were in the water before the algal bloom, these toxins don't affect humans. The danger of the bloom is that it concentrates the toxins to dangerous levels. However, not all algal blooms are the same. Only some are toxic, and others don't block the water from the air. The difference is based on the species of bacteria. To stay safe, use common sense. Don't drink or swim in water containing an algal bloom. Kevin Mady, WSHU News.